Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing? It's Trina Mara. We are joined by Alan McGarry on the show today. Alan appeared on the TV show Botched Plastic Surgery Rewind, hosted by Michelle Visage, who, by the way, is an absolute icon. Alan, tell me all about this. How did you get involved with doing this show?
I know, sometimes I can't actually believe it actually happened. So I was approached on Instagram by a casting agency asking me if I'd be interested in hearing a little bit more about the show, which I was. And then we just took it from there.
You have plastic surgery regret?
Nine surgery-obsessed celebs.
Get your needle out right now and throw it in these lids.
Are checking in to an exclusive retreat.
Welcome to the Rewind Retreat.
Where they'll decide.
Filler became like going and getting like a Diet Coke.
If they'll rewind the work.
I want to look normal.
You can't rewind your clock.
To move forward.
All reversal surgery is complicated.
You have some big decisions,
man. Both them booties big.
Botched presents Plastic Surgery Rewind. New series, July 9th on E!
There's lots of well-known faces on it and lots of people who've had work done. And it's very clear they've had work done. The Real Housewives are on there. Aubrey O'Day as well. You really formed a friendship there, didn't you?
Do you know what? I had really good friendships. I didn't think I'd make friends with the likes of Kim Zolciak or anything like that from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I didn't even realise that these kind of people were going to come into this retreat. It was kind of like a Big Brother kind of scenario. You never knew who was going to come in. But a lot of people that were in the retreat all had some type of work done. So whether it was because of their work, whether it was because they wanted to make extra money or because they were bullied or whatever it was, everybody in the retreat itself had some sort of surgery, and 90% of them had surgery regret. So it was a lot of people coming in saying, like, you know, they don't know why they had their boobs done, they don't know why they had a bum job. So everyone was different in the whole retreat.
I loved watching the clips that you were putting up trying to teach them how to speak basically in the Dublin lingo.
you were saying
now approach me, now chat me up, and she was like, hey, what's up? And I just laughed so much. You were like, we're not in California, right?
We're not in California. This is how we do a chicken, you know. We go, how are you, what's the story, how are you keeping, let's get the show on the road. Again, I'm so happy that I got that opportunity to go into that, you know, retreat as an Irish person, just to kind of, you know, show that we do have a little bit of crack and we do have a bit of fun as well. Yeah. You know, it's not all just seriousness, you know, even though we're in there to reverse something. But I just want to have a really good time. And I made that connection with Larissa. At the end of the day, she's Brazilian, I'm Irish. And we were kind of the only ones that kind of gelled as much, because we felt like a little bit like, well, we're not American, so we're totally foreigners here. So we have to kind of like do something here to kind of have
funny.
Some fun. So we just hit it off so much. She's I talk to her every day.
The
She's
way you were like
mad.
Chicken, it just was so funny. I'm sure the Americans were like, chicken, what does that mean?
Well, to be honest, now at the start, they didn't get it at all. Like, you know, they actually thought I was calling them like a scaredy cat half the time. They were like, why do they keep calling me a chicken? I'm like, oh, chicken really kind of means my honey, my love, whatever. Like, do you know that kind of way?
Do you know, we must do a topic on that on the show. The Irish slang and sayings that we all use that foreigners would not have a clue what we're talking about.
Yeah. Approach me as an Irish man. I just want to know what your chat up line is going to be.
Hey, yeah.
Now, approach me.
Hey, what's up?
No, we're not in California. We're in Ireland. Larissa, you're going to say to me, how are you? What's the story? How are you keeping? Ready?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, what's the story? Hell yeah, what's to keeping?
High five, sis. And that's how you do it. Exactly.
So, Alan, tell us as much. What have you had done surgery-wise?
Like, as in
or treatment or tweakment-wise?
Okay, so I've always had, as you know yourself, aesthetics done to my face. So I had lip filler, cheek filler, jawline filler, chin filler. I had PTO threads. Obviously, I get Botox.
But hang on, what are PTO threads? Is that pulling back the eye, is it?
No, yeah, you can get that. Yeah, I had it underneath my neck. It was the most painfulest thing I've ever had done in my life. If you ask me what was more painful, liposuction and a Brazilian bum lift, I would say the PDO treads. Absolutely, that was atrocious. That for me, that was the most painfulest thing ever.
So is that to kind of get rid of a double chin kind of look, was it?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I kind of need that now myself, but you wouldn't recommend.
Well, look, everyone is different, but all I'm going to say is for me, I didn't have a great experience with it at all. I just was, like, you know, a lot of downtime, you know, there was no, like, you couldn't do a lot. You couldn't touch your face. You couldn't, There was a lot of downtime, really a lot of downtime. And then I went on and I had 360 liposuction, and then I had a butt lift then, because obviously when you remove the fat from your body, you need to put it somewhere, or you're just going to throw it down the drain. So I decided to put it in the behind.
So a 360 liposuction, what is that?
That's all parts of your body. That's
everywhere.
Just kind of like to give you everywhere. It can be your legs, it can be your arms, it can be underarms, it can be your chin, it can be anywhere. And then it's kind of to give your, you know, a kind of nice physique, nice little body, nice little kind of shape. And I have to say, you know, the results I got were amazing, in fairness. But yeah, so that's what it is. And then obviously 90% of the time, you know, patients would then, you know, take that fat that's taken from them and put it somewhere else. It can go into your breast, or it can go into your back behind. So I chose it to go into my behind at the time. Yeah.
And did you have weight on you to get that done?
Is there a rule
that they say you have to be a certain weight, or?
You definitely have to be, yeah, of course. But like, I did have a little bit. I think people didn't really realise. I had a lot really in my stomach, and I had a lot in my back as well. And obviously I had love handles, but I was very good at kind of covering it and obviously, you know, hiding that. But like, realistically, I did definitely, because there's no way the surgeons would have operated on me if I didn't have it, you know, in a kind of way. Mm. So yeah, definitely. Like, I think I would have been, if I'm being honest, I think I probably would have been like a size 10 to a 12, depending. And then when I got the 360 lipo, I went down to a size 6. So definitely, yeah, there was major results.
That's very thin, isn't it? That's very small.
Yeah, kind of small. But like, you know, then again, like, you know, I'm the type of person that, like, you know, would wake up and be like, God, like, I'm bloated today, or I'm a bit pudgy. But that's just the way I've always been, I suppose. You know what I mean? I need to, well, doing this show has taught me so many things, like not to worry about this plastic surgery lifestyle, and not to worry about wanting to look perfect all the time. So I think doing this show has really changed my perspective now of, you know, plastic surgery.
Oh no, your health is your wealth, like, really and truly, isn't it? At
100%.
The end of the day, it doesn't matter what shape, size, whatever way you look.
Exactly.
And would you have been somebody who would have gone to the gym or looked, you know, healthily eating and all that?
Like,
yeah.
I wasn't too bad, do you know what I mean? But I suppose, I, you know, when you get liposuction and you get the Brazilian bum lift, you know, you don't just think it's going to work out and be fabulous for the rest of your life. You need to work hard on it, and that's eating, having a good healthy diet. That's, you know, going to the gym and working out. So it's tough. It's not just you're going to get 360 and have this best body for the rest of your life. If you don't look after it, then it's not going to be there forever.
Yeah.
The only scary part about having 360 lipo is that the fat never goes back to where it's been taken from, but it can go to other areas that where there's no fat, which is a downfall of 360 lipo. So if you're not looking after it, it can go to your face, it can go to your chest, it can go to your back, it can go to the areas you didn't touch, which,
Alan,
is scary.
You could have big fat earlobes and big fat cankles instead of a belly.
Could you imagine?
My earlobes are looking very overweight today. I do hear that it can be quite addictive once you start getting these things done. And I mean, we see it in Katie Price. She's always going for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So going on this show, did that kind of change your mindset, or do you feel like you probably might get more things done?
No, definitely changed my mindset. Like, since doing that show, I've never really kind of wanted to go and see a doctor and get anything done, to be honest. So like, I'll never say no to Botox. That's not, like, you know, filler. It's not, you know, enhancing something. It's just making your no wrinkles. I don't want wrinkles, so I'll always have that, and I won't lie about that. So I'll always have my Botox. But the likes of going for plastic surgery and aesthetics, it definitely changed my perception of everything now. Like, it's like this show, you know, you've got a body image expert spirit. You've got Terry Dubrow, and then you've got Michelle as a host, and then you've got these big personalities that have all had a bit of work done for various reasons, and we all have a journey and we all have a story. And I think people don't understand that we are human at the end of the day, regardless if you take us as influencers or celebrities or whatever, and they want to go online, they want to troll people and say the most outrageous things that I've seen. It's crazy. But people don't understand that that's the reason why majority of people on this show have had work done, was because of this, because of the trolling, because of the bullying, because of people being really nasty.
Would you not just get off? So I know it's your job, but would you not just block these people on social media, or delete your social media so that you're not being, because it's basically online bullying, isn't it? So what you would have maybe 100%. Had face to face as a kid, you now have it in your hand on the phone every day.
100%. I don't have time for it, but I know people are out there saying, you know, trolling, you know, well, look at this person, to say to this person, like, it's, you know, I just think people don't know how to be kind in this world anymore, which is really sad, and it's really scary, and there's a lot of hatred out there. And I just think people need to understand that people have their own lives and have their own issues. And I think people should just really think before they speak, because no one knows what someone is going through. One simple comment and one wrong thing can be life-changing for somebody.
Have you had comments like that, Alan?
Oh, consistently. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you can't be in the spotlight and you can't go on a dating website and, you know, people are saying like, oh, they're always on a dating website. Sure, am I not allowed to find love? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, consistently. And it can be heartbreaking and it can be horrible and it can be nasty. And it's just, I think when someone like me comes from the LGBT community, I think there's a lot of hatred towards that now lately, which is the most bizarre thing I've ever, you know, ever experienced. And I'm seeing
can't
it a little bit more
hatred?
And more.
What are you experiencing?
A lot of homophobia lately, do you know the kind of way, especially when I'm on shows, like, you know, a lot of, you know, grown ass people would write things like about my sexuality, about my gender, the way I look. And it's worse than ever. And it's bizarre because I always found Ireland a very, very safe space. And, you know, and that's why we need pride. And that's why we need all of these things. It's because it's happening every day. And not only in Ireland, all across the world. But yeah, homophobia is still alive and transphobia is still alive. It's just sad to experience.
So, Alan, you use the pronoun they.
Yeah.
And do people get that incorrect a lot of the time?
They do.
I feel like sometimes it's not out of malice. It's people not understanding. Do you feel
100%.
That? Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
So give us a lesson today. 110 million percent. Give us a lesson today.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, 100%. Honestly, look, yeah. I'm never offended when someone gets my pronouns right. All I say is that, yeah, I go by they, them. But look, I understand that it's a learning curve for everybody and every day is a school day. So, like, I always grew up and I always hated the kind of words Mr. or buddy or, all, you know, I hate anyone calling me by my surname always before I even knew what non-binary was and they, them. So I just never liked those kind of formal words. So now I just prefer people just call me Alan, or instead of using like Mr. or anything like that, I just prefer they, them. And that's just me because I've always been that kind of type of person and I don't really like to have labels. So that's why I do it. But then again, I understand that people make mistakes and they might call me Mr. or they might call me Sir or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not offended. I'm not going to turn around and say to somebody, how dare you? Like, you know what I mean? Because how are they to know if they're not, if they don't know who I am or they don't know my lifestyle, or they don't know my pronouns.
So if
you know,
it's
we
not
all
written
make mistakes.
Down, if it's not written down, how would they know if they've never met you before? How would they know?
Exactly.
And especially older people, I guess, as well.
Exactly. And I think, you know, when I'm explaining it to people as well, like, you know, they do try and I love when people try and I love when people try their very best. But when it's forceful and people are, you know, make trying to do it like to impress you, it's a bit like, look, don't worry about it. Do you know what I mean? I'm very easygoing. I'm from Ballyfermot. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know,
go
we're
on.
Very easygoing. We're very easygoing. But yeah, no, I don't be offended. But if people could just, you know, respect it. And if someone says,
they know, yeah.
Exactly. I prefer if you just, you know, don't use those pronouns, Mr. or Sir. I'd prefer that and just call me Alan. And that's it. But if people want to, like, you know, not want to do that, then that's when it's not really as nice, you know. But
so it's, again, you know. So the issue is when people go out of their way to deliberately
to
get it wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Understand.
You know, and and that's what I get, you know, most of the time in my inbox, you know, you're a mister, you're a man. Or then you get some people saying, like, what are you, a woman? Or, you know, it's just, look, it's just mad. But look, you just block. When I get those kind of messages in my inbox, I don't even tolerate it. I don't even communicate with them. Just gone, finished, see you later. I don't want to know anymore.
So are you interested in dating men or women or both? Or I know.
Are you for real?
I am.
Not bisexual. No, I'm attracted to men. Do you know what I mean?
But this is
only men.
These are genuine questions, Alan. Genuine questions.
I know. No, it's not more about my sexuality. Do you know what I mean?
It's more about
my, you know, my pronouns, my gender. So, yeah, no, I am attracted to men, only men.
I'm trying to
only
get
men.
You a date here and you're giving out to me.
Well, look, I'm not allowed to be on dating websites anymore, you know, because I'm in the public eye. So, you know,
I want an invite to this wedding. I have my hat and everything. And he's giving
absolutely,
out.
Absolutely, we'll
come
get
here.
Ready. Yeah.
Just going back to the plastic surgery on the things that and the treatments that can be reversed. Like, what can people get reversed if they've realised, oh, I don't know about this now. I might have made a mistake.
They can get their Brazilian bum lifts reversed. They can get their boob jobs reversed. I think somebody on the show has a six pack that they want to get reversed.
Why? Why? Keep the six pack.
Yeah, a six pack. They want to get reversed. Whether they get it done or not, you'll have to find out. And then you can get all your fillers dissolved, which is the most painful thing, obviously. So yeah, there's a lot of things you can get reversed. Obviously, complications can happen. And if you watch the show on Hey You and you can stream it now, you will be able to hear Terry Dubrow, you know, explain that to most of the cast. Like, you know, if we do this, these are the results that you may get. Letting us know that if we do go ahead with the reversal, this could happen. So we are all told straight away, you know, if something happens, like, this is because you wanted it to happen. So, you know, the ball lies in your court.
Right.
Let me show you the droop. Not what we want, right?
Jesus Christ, Ave Maria. That's not for me, Terry Dubrow. No, I wouldn't like that at all. I look like an ironing board.
What? A what?
An ironing board.
Ironing board? Yes.
Yeah. That's just, it's a bit nasty.
This is fun.
Now listen to me, chicken. Could you imagine me walking around the world with a droopy butt, chicken? I'm wrecked thinking about it. Wrecked.
Because when you get lip filler dissolved, do you almost get a bit of a saggy lip left over?
Well, it can happen. Yeah. A lot of maintenance then would be involved in it. So, you know, if you're going to get anything dissolved, like whether it's your cheek, your lips or whatever, you have to have probably some tightening treatments, and that could be some microneedling. It could be, you know, radio frequency where it kind of tightens the skin. Mm. So these are all like non-invasive treatments. So it's not like you're getting work done to your face. You're just making your skin tighter. You're looking after the sagginess. You're looking after the all in between, if that makes sense. Yeah. So yeah, there is risks in everything. Because you have to remember, you're fulfilling your features. So if you have big lips and an extra volume, you're taking them away, like, your natural lip might not be that natural anymore. So you might need to work with some maintenance on top of that, whether that's some treatments. Yeah, do you get what I mean? So it's
a lot of research, isn't there? You have to really do your research before you jump in and do, you know, make the changes. Yeah.
Exactly, 100%, 100%. But this is the risk in the game. And, you know, if we're quick enough to put ourselves on that table and go underneath the knife, I suppose, to reverse, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Alan McGarry there. You can watch Alan on Botched Plastic Surgery Rewind. That's on Hey You.
You can
stream that whenever. So whenever you get a chance now, sit down now and have a good look at that. Very, very funny show
very
as well. I just love the Irish humour on it. Chicken.
Yes, chicken. The one and only OG chicken is here. So I hope you guys are downloading Hey You and watching the show.
Thanks, Alan. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.